I use that word often, dear settings from where tenacity just doesn't do the trick like the Afrikaans version. Zaid Badruddin, dear settings for more or tenacity? What's the better word?
Tenacity.
Oh, come on. Is jy nie Afrikaans sprekend nie, Zaid?
Nee, ek probeer baie hard om te leer, maar ek is amper daar.
Okay, what school did you go to?
I went to Westerville High School.
Oh, that explains that. That explains that.
No, trying to teach me. I tried my best. But yeah, ek leer nog steeds.
Zaid Badruddin is maker member for Water and Sanitation City of Cape Town. I had to mop floors to get to my job. You just went to a school and you get a job. That's quiet. That's
nonsense. Nonsense. I struggled through 6 years of studying medicine and worked for some time in the hospital and then came to be punished in politics.
Yeah, no, well, you chose it. You gotta live with it. You are fair game. Now, apparently there's a big disruption, water supply disruption, due to a major leak. It sounds like a pretty big pipe, 950-millimeter pipe that burst in Blackbird Avenue, Parkwood, which is where I grew up, by the way.
So leak caused by vandalism. There was someone or group of people that targeted an air valve along Birdwood Drive in Parkwood, which resulted in a major leak onto that particular road. And obviously in this instance, when a major part of our water infrastructure is made vulnerable in that way, we've got to respond very quickly. There's no way that we can allow the water to be wasted in that way. And so very quickly yesterday, we needed to mobilize the resources to one, turn off three major bulk water valves through the area. And then also today, as we start to work, to make sure we've got law enforcement as well, because often when these teams are working in these kinds of communities, unfortunately, they become targets themselves. And so this morning, residents would have woken up to no water, but that's simply because of the valve shutdown yesterday and then the purging of the system today. It would have taken about 12 or so hours at least for the entire system to empty, to make safe for the staff to go in and to repair. So order of business today, officials are currently on site assessing the damage. We're currently working on water tanker locations as we speak so that they can be activated as quickly as possible. And our intention then is to repair the damage to that valve as quickly as we can so that the water can start to fill the pipes. And so hopefully by early evening at least, the water will start to fill, but I'll provide updates through the day through various social media platforms, including the city social media, on where exactly we are with regard to this repair.
Yes, please. Amy needs to wash. She hasn't washed in 2 days. Amy is really upset about the fact that she hasn't washed. Now, just tell me, is there a difference between a leak and a burst?
Absolutely. So a leak, you know, sounds very minor. And if I share the visual of the damage that was caused by this vandalism, it's literally almost as if it's a waterfall gushing into the middle of the road. So very high pressure system that's not trickling across the road, but actually almost shooting like a horizontal waterfall. That I would say is a burst, or even vertical, depending on the location of the damage to a particular pipe. But in this instance, it was an air valve where someone tried to access some small piece of metal, which has now caused almost, I would say, 20% of our city in the southern area to be impacted as a result of this attempted theft or theft, as it was.
Okay, there's a lot of areas that are impacted, and I'm sure they would know exactly who they are by this time. But it's a vast geographic area that is serviced by this pipe. I can't believe that it stretches from Musenberg Lakeside all the way to Wynberg.
So we must understand that there are various types of various sizes of pipes, right? In this instance, the biggest pipe, the 915, was shut down. That then feeds into a 5525 and then into a 300 or so millimeter. So it's essentially the main water feeder into the area. If there was vandalism, let's say, to the 300 mil pipe, it would have meant that we could shut off a more localized area so that it could be controlled, and we could have even potentially introduced alternative supply into the area. These we're currently looking into. I've asked the teams this morning if it's possible for us to do so, so that at least residents have some water pressure. But at the same time, we must understand that that area where they're working needs to be free of water. So the reason why it's such a large area affected is it's because it's the bulk water main into that general area that then feeds into smaller mains and then ultimately the reticulation network. And had it been on the smaller pipes, it would have been a different situation this morning with a much smaller community affected. But unfortunately, it's our 915 millimeter pipe, large pipe, and I'll post a picture later on social media so that people can get an idea of the magnitude of the work that we're needing to undertake.
And gotcha.
I saw on TikTok someone saying, put a fence around the pipe, but then we need to put fences around all our pipes that are underground. Essentially, it makes no sense. But we're responding as quickly as we can, and I apologize sincerely for the inconvenience to all of our residents, but we're moving as quickly as we can to repair the situation.
Dr. Zahid Badruddin, Maker Member for Water and Sanitation, of course, a leak there. And if you need to help with a mop-up, I'm the king mopper, Zahid. You can always call on me. City of Cape Town, of course, big issue there. Southern suburbs and lots of communities are impacted by it. They're working on it and hoping to fix it ASAP.